Hey friends, before we jump into today's episode, I can't wait to tell you what's coming. This summer, I'm opening up just a few spots for a brand new coaching experience with me called the Intentional Summer. This is honestly one of the most favorite things that I've created. This is for the woman who has been spinning her wheels, carrying something heavy, or craving a fresh, Christ-centered reset. Over just these 6 sessions together, so this is a condensed coaching experience, we'll walk together, just you and me, through healing, clarity, and growth. So whether that means processing pain, going after a God-given goal, or remembering who you are in Him, this is your space. If you've been listening to my podcast maybe for a couple episodes or maybe even months at this point, and you feel that quiet tug saying, I think I'm ready for deeper work. I think this might be my season. I want you to know this is your summer. You don't have to keep walking alone. I would love to offer you the opportunity to work with me in a condensed, shorter experience. So if your heart is beating a little faster hearing this, DM me the word summer over on Instagram and I'll send you all the details. No pressure. I'll just give you the information you need to make the choice that's best for you. All right, let's get into today's episode. You're going to love this one. Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hey friends, and welcome back to the journaling room. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. And today we're going to step into the space of letting go, releasing what is no longer serving you. We all are carrying things that we were never meant to carry forever. Old regrets, fears about the future, hurts from your past, expectations that you've outgrown. And if you're like me, sometimes without even realizing it, we're dragging around heavy weights that are keeping us stuck. Weights that God is gently asking us to release. Today's episode is all about how journaling can become a powerful practice for surrender, laying down what is no longer serving you, what may not be aligned with God's truth, and receiving instead His peace that passes understanding. I'll also walk you through a guided journaling session today, so if you want to go ahead and grab a journal and a pen and have it handy, that would be amazing. But if you're driving or just multitasking, that is totally fine too. Just listen now, and you can come back later when you can. And I'll put the prompts down in the show notes below for you to connect with them more deeply a little bit later. So let's begin exploring this topic a little bit more. One of the foundational truths that is taught in the certification program that I'm a part of is that you cannot have a better experience of your life than the thoughts that you are thinking about it. I'm going to say that again. You can't have a better experience of your life than the thoughts you have about it. In other words, our life is an experience of our life is created by our thoughts, not our circumstances. And so often the hurts we carry, the fears that we rehearse, the regrets we replay, they're not happening right now, right? They're already over. They're happening in our minds. Dr. Edie from the Life Mentoring School and my coach reminds us that the past is over. It only exists in our minds now. And when we let old pain run wild through our thoughts, we're choosing, often unconsciously, to just recreate that pain again and again. It often creates unnecessary suffering for us. And journaling is a powerful way to bring all of that to the surface and shine a loving light into those dark places. Writing it down lets you see clearly what you're still holding on to, and it gives you a way to lay it down. When we write things out, we take them from the swirling chaos in our hearts to a form that you can actually see on paper, and then you can release. Can you imagine stopping being a victim to an old fear? To just quit being a villain towards yourself for an old mistake? To be able to stop dragging the past into the present and to start stepping into the freedom that Christ already bought for you? This is the amazing magic of journaling, friends, and it's what I invite you into on every single one of these episodes. I've said in one of my social media posts this week that journaling helps you take the swirl in your head and you just keep writing until it settles. And so letting go is not the same thing as forgetting. It's not pretending that something didn't happen. It's definitely not shoving it under the rug. What if letting go is active surrender? What if it's more like saying, Lord, I know I'm not in charge of this. I'm not God, and I trust you to redeem, restore, and carry what I cannot. And when we write down our fears, our regrets, our wounds down in a journal, when we name them without judgment, you create space for this kind of true surrender. Writing allows you to name what you're holding on to. Sometimes we don't even realize that these things are still gripping our heart. Writing allows us to release the illusion of control, and we acknowledge and come back to the remembrance that, oh yeah, God is in control here. None of this is outside his care. God isn't worried about this. He's got this under control. And writing also allows us a place to renew our mind, to choose again and again, to think higher, more loving, more trusting thoughts. Friends, what if we don't have to change what happened? What if we can just change what we think about what happened? And that ends up changing everything. So if you're ready, let's move into a session now of guided journaling together. Feel free to pause after each of these prompts and write until you're finished, or you can just listen through them now and come back when you're ready. So go ahead and settle into your seat or wherever you are right now. I want you to take a deep breath in and out. And I just want you to feel for a moment your body just seated right where you are. If it helps to take your pen in one hand and then your other hand place over your heart. And I just want you to feel God's love all around you. He's going to meet you right here on this page. Let's invite his Holy Spirit in to help us. He's so quick to help us. And so let's begin. Prompt number one, what am I carrying right now that feels heavy on my heart? Be honest here. Just write it all down, even if the thoughts or the feelings feel messy or complicated. What am I carrying right now that feels heavy on my heart? Prompt number two, what regrets or fears am I still rehearsing in my mind? Write freely, no judgment, just notice what surfaces. Prompt number three, what is something I know deep down that I cannot control, but I keep trying to? Is it a past event? Is it a person's actions? Is it the outcome of a situation? Prompt number four, what would it feel like to lay this burden down at the feet of Jesus? Imagine letting him hold it instead. Prompt number five, what new thought could you practice that would help you trust and find peace today? Here are some examples to help you. God is working this together for my good and His glory. I can love and let go at the same time. I'm safe in God's hands. So I just want you to pause and sit for a moment with whatever has surfaced. Notice if your body feels any lighter. Notice if there's a little more room to breathe. Friends, this is the work of surrender. Not all at once, not perfectly, just a little bit more open-hearted, a little bit more release every day. Friends, I believe that your presence changes all the rooms that you walk in. When we are living lighter, not burdened by regrets, not tangled up in fear, but living in freedom, our whole presence changes. You become a place of peace for the people you love. You embody what it looks like to live trusting God fully. You become someone who doesn't just talk about surrender, you live it. You don't have to carry everything anymore. You were never meant to. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. Psalm 55:22 says, not carry it perfectly until you collapse, not fix this all yourself, but cast it, lay it down. So what if your journal was a holy place this week, the place where you met with God with an open hands and open heart? So here's another little journaling challenge at the end of the episode for today. What if you were to write one surrender entry each day in your journal? Just taking 5 minutes to write, what am I still carrying? And Lord, this I give to you. And then what if you would practice one replacement thought today? So choose a thought that brings peace and practice writing it 3 times in your journal. These are like planting little seeds of faith, and you'll be amazed at how even these tiny little practices will begin to heal your heart, renew your mind, and lighten your spirit. Thank you so much for being willing to do this tender work of letting go and trusting God with the things that you cannot control. I'm so honored to walk this journey with you. I'm in this work with you. And so until next time, friends, keep journaling, keep trusting, and keep becoming more of who God made you to be. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.